Blackstone Audio presents In Calabria by Peter S. Beagle. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot.
For Aisha L. Collins, brave and beautiful, always, even when weary and sad. The whole trouble with your farm, Romana Muscari said, is that it is too far uphill for the American suntanners and too low for the German skiers. Location is everything. The trouble with my farm, Claudio Bianchi growled through his heavy, still black mustache, is that no matter where it is located, the postino somehow manages to find his way out here twice a week, rain or shine, mail or no mail. Romano grinned. 3 times a week, starting next month. New government. He was barely more than half Bianchi's age, but a friend of long enough standing to take no offense at anything the Calabrese said to him. Romano himself had been born in the Abruzzi, and in a bad mood Bianchi would inform him that his name suited him to perfection since he spoke like a Roman. It was not meant as a compliment. Now he leaned on the little blue van that served him as a mail truck and continued, "No, I am serious. Whichever way you look, down toward Scilla, Tropea, up to Monte Sant'Elia, you are simply in the wrong place to attract the tourists. I grieve to mention this, but it is unlikely that you will ever be able to convert this farm into a celebrated tourist attraction. No bikinis, no ski lifts, and charming snow outfits. A great pity." "A blessing. What do I need with tourists when I have you to harass me with useless advertisements and Domenico down in the villaggio?"